This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community. From Los Angeles, California to Joy 94.9, this is LA Spins, the weekly entertainment show on everything that's hot in LA and Hollywood. Now, here's your host, Peter Reynolds.
Hey, spinners. A King Kong live-action television show is headed to the small screen, and the show will feature a female lead. Mar Vista Entertainment and IM Global Television will start working on King Kong Skull Island, set in the Kong universe, next month. The show will be based on Marion C. Cooper's King Kong and DeVito Artworks' Skull Island. Yes, indeed. Apes good. Richard Simmons was hospitalized as a result of severe indigestion, said his manager. Good news, though, he's since made a full recovery. Simmons was hospitalized last summer as well because of what was apparently dehydration. At the time, his erratic behavior caused his caretaker to call 911. The fitness guru, once one of the most visible members of the entertainment industry, has recently become a source of intense interest due to his decision to remove himself from public view. Richard, if you want to disappear, why are you living in LA? John Oliver wants Americans to care about the election in France because the fate of Europe may hang in the balance. Oliver profiled Marine Le Pen, head of the right-wing National Front, and a candidate some have compared to President Donald Trump. Oliver showed a clip of her comparing immigrants to people who move into your home, remove the wallpaper, steal your wallet, and brutalize your wife. Hold on, Oliver said. People are coming to take my wallpaper is something a crazy person says. Late Night with John Oliver airs on HBO. Gorillaz will be touring North America for the first time in 7 years. The group will kick off the tour in Chicago on July 8th and wrap the run in Miami on October 15th. Gorillaz has a new album titled Humans, which was just released. You can expect to see many of the new songs performed on the tour. And along the tour route, Gorillaz will be performing at festivals like Outside Lands in San Francisco and Meadows in New York City. Gorillaz, good too! The new trailer for the upcoming movie Pirates of the Caribbean: Dead Men Tell No Tales has been released, and it features an appearance from Keira Knightley. The 32-year-old actress is back in the popular franchise as Elizabeth Swan Turner. It has been 10 years since we saw her in the third film, At World's End. The release date of the new movie is May 26th, and Johnny Depp will be back as Captain Jack Sparrow, everybody's lovable drunk pirate. Mysteryland USA, the American offshoot of the long-running EDM festival that's invaded the site of the original Woodstock for the past 3 years, canceled their 2017 fest. LCD Sound System, Major Lazer, and G-Eazy were recruited to headline the festival. Organizers explained that unforeseen circumstances had forced them to scrap the festival that was scheduled from June 9th to 12th. Dang, what are we going to do now with all these glow sticks? Lucasfilm president Kathleen Kennedy said that Carrie Fisher will not appear in the 2019 film Star Wars Episode 9, despite statements by the late actress's brother asserting that Princess Leia would play a role in the trilogy-ending film. Sadly, Carrie will not be in Episode 9, Kennedy said at the Star Wars celebration, but we will see a lot of Carrie in 8. Kennedy's clarification comes just a week after the actress's brother, Todd Fisher, stated that he granted them permission to use her image in Part 9. So, I guess her force has run out. WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange will be the subject of a new documentary called Risk, opening in theaters this week and airing this summer on Showtime. Filmmaker Laura Poitras, who spotlighted NSA whistleblower Edward Snowden in her Oscar-winning 2014 documentary Citizen 4, offers an equally intimate portrait of WikiLeaks founder Assange. The documentary is executive produced by Mr. Robot creator Sam Esmail. I wonder what night is movie night inside the Ecuadorian embassy in London. 7 months after Heart singer Ann Wilson's husband was arrested for assaulting Nancy Wilson's children, the sisters are still not speaking to each other. Last month, Dean Wetter pleaded guilty to 2 non-felony assault charges in the fourth degree. All parties have agreed to a plea that will allow him to avoid jail time in lieu of 2 years unsupervised probation, individual counseling, group therapy, a ban on any alcohol or drugs, $3,000 restitution, and no contact with Nancy Wilson's 2 sons. Well, evidently, Dean Wetter is no magic man. Grammy-winning rocker and cancer survivor Melissa Etheridge opened up about smoking marijuana with her wife and 2 adult children in the new Yahoo documentary, Weed and the American Family. Melissa, 55, said, quote, "I've smoked with my older 2. It was funny at first, and then they realized it's a very natural end-of-the-day thing, and it brings you much closer. I'd much rather have a smoke with my grown kids than a drink," unquote. Huh, so the family that gets stoned together stays together? Fear Factor is returning to television, this time on MTV. Rapper and actor Ludacris will take over as host of the reality TV competition series, and the format of the show will change from its earlier version. Eating mealworms and other creepy crawlies is giving way to stunts like waterlogging personal cell phones and couch surfing at 300 feet. The contestants will compete for a $50,000 cash prize. The new version of Fear Factor will premiere on MTV at 10 p.m. on May 30th. Aw, we'll miss the donkey semen. The trash bin. Drake's L.A. mansion was recently the target of a break-in, but rather than make out with thousands of dollars worth of jewelry like other recent celebrity break-ins, a 24-year-old woman broke in, took a hoodie, cracked open a soda, and chilled out in Drake's bedroom. When police arrived, the woman confessed to stealing a Pepsi, a Sprite, and a Fiji water. Although the woman only took around $10 worth of drinks, she was arrested and charged with felony burglary for entering the mansion illegally and taking what wasn't hers. I don't know, maybe she was just thirsty.
The news wrap-up.
Chinese authorities plan to question Apple about video streaming services available over its App Store within the country. The Galaxy Note 8 is rumored to have dual cameras that are better than the iPhones. The Bose Connect app is sharing private listening data, claims a lawsuit. Toyota unveiled plans to build a fleet of heavy-duty, hydrogen-powered trucks.
And now, this week's number ones.
The number one movie.
The Fate of the Furious holds on to the number one spot.
The number one album.
Kendrick Lamar's Damn stays on top for a second week.
The number one app.
Skamoji unseats Minecraft Pocket Edition to be the new number one.
The number one fiction book.
The Fix by David Balducci is the new number one book.
Can you believe it's been 9 years since Lady Gaga's debut album, The Fame, was released? Since then, she has sold 30 million albums and 155 million singles. Then, just last year, she won a Golden Globe Award for her acting on American Horror Story. Coming on the heels of the success of her new single, Million Reasons, here is Lady Gaga with the song of the week, The Cure.
So baby, tell me yes, and I will give you everything. So baby, tell me yes, and I will be all yours tonight. So baby, tell me yes, and I will give you everything.
I will be right by your side.
That was Lady Gaga with the song of the week, The Cure. Visit us on Facebook at facebook.com/LASpins, you know, with a Z. And that's what's happening this week in L.A. and Hollywood. For L.A. Spins, I'm Peter Reynolds. So long from the City of Angels.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.